All right, ready to unlock the mind of a Wall Street legend.
We're diving deep into the world of Jesse Livermore.
Oh, yeah.
This wasn't just another Wall Street guy. You know,
Right.
Livermore was a self-made millionaire in the era of ticker tapes.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, the Wolf of Wall Street, but with, actual wisdom behind all that
Oh,
swagger.
yeah, right.
And what we're going to see today is this isn't about picking those hot stocks. It's about Livermore's mindset, how he looked at the market, and amazingly, how it's still relevant today, even now.
Oh, absolutely.
So one of the things that always struck me about Livermore is this quote, "Speculation is a business, not a gamble."
Yeah.
It really makes you kind of stop and think.
It does because it challenges the very image of a speculator, right? We often picture a gambler, someone relying on luck.
Right, impulsive decisions.
Right, exactly. Driven by emotion. But Livermore, he was meticulous. I mean, he treated speculation like a science almost. He'd pore over market data, charts, even hired researchers to gauge public sentiment towards certain stocks. This wasn't about, throwing darts at a stock board. This was calculated risk. He understood that to truly speculate, to succeed in that world, it demanded the same discipline, the same strategic thinking as any well-run business.
So it's more about the how you think than the what you buy.
100%. See, that's why Livermore's philosophy, it transcends just the stock market. Whether you're an artist, an entrepreneur, or yes, an investor, that business-like approach, the planning, the strategic thinking, the constant learning, it's universally valuable.
And speaking of that long-term vision, Livermore was all about playing the long game. He famously said, "Time is the most important element."
Oh, he believed that wholeheartedly. Time was his ally, not something to race against. He actually cautioned against short-term thinking. He even went on to say, money cannot be made consistently trading in stocks every day or every week during the year. He was all about identifying those long-term trends and then, crucially, having the patience to let them play out.
It's like that story about him during that market
Oh,
crash.
yeah.
He just sat tight, Rick.
Exactly. When everyone else panicked, he held his nerve. He saw the bigger picture, waited for the rebound, and ultimately, well, you know the story, made a fortune. Livermore understood that true success, whether in the market or any field, is a marathon, not a sprint.
But even with the best strategies, even when, we're playing the long game, mistakes happen, right?
Yours.
And I think one of the most interesting, kind of challenging things Livermore said is, "Markets are never wrong. Opinions are." I'm not sure I totally agree that the market's always right, but I'm definitely open to understanding his thinking here.
Right. Well, he's not suggesting that the market is this infallible entity. It's not about that. What he's getting at is that the market is this massive force, right? It's driven by the collective decisions of millions of individuals. All those fears, those hopes, those calculations, they all get factored in. And the market, in a way, reflects that collective wisdom, or at least the collective action. It doesn't care about our individual opinions. So what he's urging us to do is to have the humility to admit when we're on the wrong track, to be willing to learn from those market signals, and to adjust our course accordingly.
So it's more about checking our egos at the door when we're reading those market signals, Rick.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that we don't have all the answers and that the market often knows things that we don't. Livermore even put it this way once. He said, "Do not trust your opinions, but let the action of the market confirm your opinions."
So, okay, it's one thing to form an opinion, but we really have to be willing to put it to the test. Let the market tell us whether we're on the right track or not.
And that ties into another crucial aspect of Livermore's philosophy, which is the importance of managing risk. He has this incredibly practical piece of advice that I think everyone should really take to heart. Profits always take care of themselves, but losses never do.
Yeah, it's like he's reminding us to protect the downside, right?
Livermore was all about protecting your capital, your resources. He lived by this rule. Speculators insure themselves against large losses by taking the first small loss. It
Interesting.
sounds counterintuitive, right?
It does a little.
But by accepting smaller losses early on, cutting your losses when you need to, you actually avoid those catastrophic ones that can wipe you out completely.
You know what? That's so relatable, even outside of investing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like knowing when to walk away from a bad relationship, or when to pull the plug on a project that's just not working.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those early warning signs and having the discipline to act on them. It's about knowing when to hold them and when to fold them, whether you're playing poker or navigating the complexities of life, right?
That's really fascinating. So, you know, if Livermore were here today with us now, looking at our world, what do you think he'd say are the markets, not just financial markets, but, you know, the areas where we need to be paying attention, where we need to be really sharp about reading those signals? And what opinions, you know, maybe those deeply held beliefs that we have, what might he challenge us to reconsider? Something to really think about, right?
It is.
You know, this deep dive may be coming to a close, but the learning never really stops.